4 o'clock p.m. and you know what time it is. It's time for How You Doing Thursday. It's time for that Raw Hustle Next Level show. So hit that thumbs up and watch the show. And guess what? If somebody tells you to do something, you say, get out of here. I'm looking at the Raw Hustle Next Level show. How you doing?
Oh, man. How you doing Thursdays?
Love that intro, bro. I love it. Love it.
Oh, man. How is everybody doing today? How are you doing today?
Yo, I'm doing okay. I'm here. I'm alive. I'm kicking.
You're kicking it? Which one do you like better? The BS show on the corner like that or the BS show on the corner like that? Which one? Number one? Number two?
Do it again? I like that one.
That one? That was nice. Yeah. How you doing? How you doing, everybody? How's everybody else doing? Say hello in the chat as you're coming in, and we like to shout everybody out that is here. I've been on a counting calories and everything, and I've been kind of doing pretty good and working out. Took Bella on a super long walk. And I treat myself to a Dos Equis.
Oh, Dos Equis.
Oh. I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to have me one today. I haven't had beer in a little bit. I'm going to have one. So, what is everybody doing? So let me go through the list. I'm going to do a quick shout out to people as we're coming in. And actually, you know what? When you say hi, if you're not shy, say hi and where you're from. You don't have to say exactly your address. And if you're like, I don't want to say the city or the state, how about country?
Yeah.
No? How about the country?
What? 619, I seen that like half an hour ago. I was like, oh my God, really?
Well, I'm going to get to that right now. Oh, man. Okay. Roland says, say what? Flick Chick, how you doing? Not missing heyday. I'm being tech savvy. I know how much you love that term. Love it. What's up, Canuck Mark? How you doing? Sup, Cyclone 420. Sup, Steven R. Sup, 619 OTA. Lou, SoCal. What's good? Don Howard. How's it going, Rojas? It's good. Going, what's up, Steven Del Valle? Guy on the couch, Red Lantern. What up, Ziggy? What's up, guy on the couch? I want to be the guy on the couch right about now. Steve Medord, hello, 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 hello. Louis Kentucky, what's up, man? Steven says hello from the PA. Red Lantern says Texas. Steven R says Cali. Guy on the couch says Florida. How is the weather in Florida right now? Is it pretty humid and hot? Flick Chick says Nashville. Ziggy PR. Puerto Rico, ¿cómo estás? ¿Cómo estás? Yvonne, how are you doing? San Diego in the house. 619 says, what's this BS OnlyFans banning NSFW content? All right, go for it, next level.
Okay. OnlyFans, if you guys don't know what it was, it's like a Patreon that was built on the back of the non-safe for work content. Like, you know, the content that is not accepted in places like YouTube, like Twitter, like Facebook, and people would offer subscriptions for all kinds of stuff. We've seen, you know, creators even jump on the OnlyFans bandwagon just because of the amount of traffic that, fortunately or unfortunately, depending on which side you are on the market, sex drives. You know, if anybody knows anything about marketing, they've always said that sex sells. And OnlyFans was a platform that a lot of people were able to create a living for themselves by selling video, pictures, conversations, services, digital services over the internet. And now OnlyFans has announced that they are looking for a different kind of investor. So they're turning away from the not safe for work environment.
So they're trying to get away from what pretty much built them.
Yes.
We'll see how long they last after this.
If anybody is smart right now, they start another OnlyFans and just take all the freaking clientele. Make bank, like crazy bank.
Yeah. Nuts. Steven are from the wild, wild west. Yeah, that's nuts. That is nuts. We'll see where they go. We'll see what they go. 619 LTS says, Dago in the house. What's up, Sohio from Portugal? Dubar is here. What's up, Mike C? Did I miss anybody? If I missed anybody, say hello and I'll shout you guys out again. If I missed anybody. Okay. So, speaking about not safe for work, and actually, if you're a YouTuber, a content creator, this might be something that you might be interested in also. So if anybody out there listening, I know sometimes our friends over in the UK jump in, and you're actually going to be really interested in this next level. And I mean, very, very interested in this. So, as you guys know, there's been a lot of crap going on with good old YouTube, and they like to shut people and give you a very vague explanation. Sometimes not even a vague explanation. They just say, check our terms of service. They're not even giving you anything. But check this out, man. I was listening to, okay, so everybody knows what's going on in Afghanistan. I would assume.
As much as the media will let us know, let's just put it that way. Because I think there's so much going on behind the scenes.
Yeah. Oh, man. So it
also depends on which media, which country's media you're following.
Mm-hmm. It's insane. It's insane, the information that's being out there. But this is actually something interesting, and it sounds like they might actually be pushing back on YouTube. And I think we need to start a movement either on Twitter. Like I know we were talking about a Twitter thing, you know, the movement with what was that hashtag that you were saying? We did a podcast about it before.
Oh, man. Was it hashtag make YouTube better or hashtag YouTube fix this or something? I don't remember now.
It wasn't YouTube. It was Twitter. It was a tweet.
Oh, it was like Twitter do better or something.
Yeah. It was for Twitter.
Yeah.
And they were hashtagging Twitter on it, and it was going crazy. Mm-mm. And then I was saying we should do the same thing.
It was YouTube. Twitch. It was Twitch. Yeah, Twitch do better.
Yeah. So I was on good old YouTube, as I am every day. And the thing that popped up on my recommended, because they always give you a bunch of random stuff. Remember some of the trending? We did some of the, what was it, the trending thing that I got last time? I went to look at the trending, it says big booty cuties, yeah, or whatever it was.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, yeah.
What the heck is this? So I got this thing on my recommended feed, and here's the title of this: Joe Biden, which is the United States president at the moment, is Joe Biden's media allies have turned on him. And it's kind of like, well, the media shouldn't really be allying with anybody to begin with. There should be giving you non-biased information. Just the facts. Even if they get facts wrong, it should be facts of what they either think it is or what it actually is.
But the government is also a business. And if you're working for a business, your job should be to put you in the best light as possible without stretching the truth.
Yeah, but we got certain amendments and it becomes, oh man, they become hypocrites. Both sides, government, the news is, you know, all the different channels. So check this out. Here's where I'm going with this one. Here's where I'm going with this one. Make sure you guys do smash that thumbs up, guys. Appreciate you guys. Smash that thumbs up. Bro, Sky News Australia, that's the name of their YouTube channel, Sky News Australia, one of their reporters called Alan Jones is doing a interview. He's at home and he is being interviewed. I don't know what the lady's name is, but she definitely looks like she's in the news thing. And she asks him, "Hey, I see that YouTube actually." Oh, she said, "I was looking for one of your videos that you did with some of the racism that's going on, some of the stuff with the Taliban taking over and all this stuff. And you did a really good video on it. And I wanted to pull it up and actually talk about it, but I couldn't because it says that this video is not meant for everyone."
Get a VPN.
And so she had to create a account and confirm that she's over the age of 18. And then he says, there are some rules in YouTube, and every now and then that they post videos, he's like, all my information is facts. There's nothing racist about it. This is just stuff that's happening. We're the news. We're reporting it. And they gave us some kind of very vague explanation, and they gave us a strike. And then they started to limit 18 and over videos. And he sounded very frustrated, saying, like, we are going to do something about this because he says an American company being, as one of the amendments, freedom of speech should not be allowed to censor speech, regardless if you own it. Based on American law, people should be able to report what is facts, especially us reporters that are out on the field gathering this information.
So just to recap, a reporter reported on what was deemed to be factual and YouTube gave him a strike.
Yep.
Here's the problem.
Wait, hold on a second.
Here we go.
Here's the problem. This has been challenged on every single social media platform for the last year. We've had challenges on Twitter. We've had challenges on YouTube. We've had challenges on Facebook. Facebook apparently has an algorithm now where it'll verify if what you're posting is factual or not. And it blatantly tells you, gives you a little warning if you try to view something saying that this does not appear factual or whatever. The problem is all these companies are making billions of dollars, but none of them want to invest in a team to actually physically verify any of the information. And they're relying on Skynet and the information that they're putting into Skynet to, you know, be trustworthy. And it's now starting to go against, like what you're saying, your freedoms of speech, right? So at what point, and man, I listened to an hour-long podcast the other day with Joe Rogan and Elon Musk. And Elon Musk was going on about how he went to the president. He sat down with them and he went to talk to as many people as he could. And he's like, we are not going to be able to control AI. We're going to get them to a point where they're smart enough to upgrade themselves. And at that point, we are essentially the bootloader to artificial intelligence. And when he said that, I was like, bruh. We're just a bootloader. That's it. Like, we're just the installation disk for an operating system. And once that operational system is up and running, you can't stop it. It's done. Like, what are you going to do?
Yep.
There has to be human involvement. There has to be human involvement. They're making so much money. They can't tell me that they can't hire a team to investigate this stuff. This is not the shit that people were killing themselves over, what, a year ago. It's not the same shit.
Yep. So it sounds to me, it sounds to me that that Sky News is not too happy with YouTube, and because YouTube is a huge platform, and they're putting all their information on there, they might like. I think we were talking to either FreeTech or Lee, like, so we have our own little side chat in Twitter that we all talk about, and he was, you know, they were just saying like, it's going to take a big company that is going to make, they're pretty much going to shed light to this and go after them, you know, and say like, dude, like, you guys can't be that vague with your terms of service. Like a lot of us go in there and read it, and we're like, this doesn't make sense. Why are you shutting it down? Why are you striking videos? And it's to the point where so many people are going to get pissed off. And I'll say this. When the match gets lit, there, it's going to be lit next to a gas can. It's going to be right next to a gas station. And what's going to happen is, let's just say Sky is the one that lights the match. If this comes to light and it becomes some sort of lawsuit, there's going to be a lot of content creators out there jumping on this too. And it's going to happen all at the same time. It might even be to the point that it will cripple YouTube.
Well, if it gets to the point where all the content creators join in on this lawsuit, and there is a settlement that is determined in regards to damages because of lost revenue in regards to all the businesses that are run on YouTube. Because technically, once you're monetized, you're a business on YouTube. You're making an income and you're creating content. It is a business. If you treat it that way or not, it's a business. So if they limit the amount of money that we can make on their platform by harming or restricting our rights, then we would be due a payout in the settlement. I'm not a lawyer, but I'm just saying, give me my damn money.
Yeah, it's gonna, and you know what's the crazy part about it? If everybody decided to jump in, there's gonna be a hefty payout, and it's not gonna spread thin. There might be a lot of people, but Google has money and a lot of it. So it's going to be one of those things that it might cripple YouTube. It might even bankrupt them. I don't know what it would do, but they need to figure this out quick before they piss off the wrong company. And it's like, you know, look at Sky News. The guy was very frustrated and not happy.
How many YouTubers in this community have you seen being hit by Sky and crippled by Sky? Mm-hmm. And that was them dealing with YouTube. And now YouTube is going against Sky. Sky's very freaking powerful. Like, they are a very powerful.
It's nuts. So listen, we'll see.
Listen to this. I want you guys to understand how powerful Sky is. For any of you guys that did not watch the podcast that we did with Husham, in that podcast, Husham literally says Sky walked over to his house and knocked on his door. And they told him to stop doing whatever the F he was doing. Like, Sky doesn't F around. Sky does not F around.
They do not. What's up, Preppy Mama? We see you.
What's up, Preppy Mama? How you doing? You better be taking a break. You're working too hard.
Working too hard. Habba cerveza. What's up, Shrigan Sharon? We see you. Okay, so today's episode
is brought to you by the letter M
and
the letter R.
What kind of BS is this? So it's called, this is the subscriber hangout, guys. This is what you guys want to talk about. Let's talk about it. Anything tech related, anything new that you've seen out there, anything that you are enjoying, anything that, anything's out there, just throw out your comments. What do you guys want us to talk about? And this is your time to even ask us questions, troubleshoot your internet, your Fire Stick, your TV, take it to the next level, whatever you want to do.
That's right. You heard the man.
What's up, Digi? I saw Digital Slang in the house, another YouTuber. What's cracking, dude? Daryl Kitt says, Rojas, you're hardly working. Yeah, right. If you want to see hardly working, there you go. Hardly working.
Well, hold on. Let me just throw my bookshelf on the floor too.
Dude, look at this freaking explosion, man.
Is that a golf bag? What is that?
It's all kinds of good backpacks and stuff.
Looks like a golf bag.
It's freaking ridiculous in here.
I got a little bit of a rant about the Fold. If you want me to get into the Fold, Mike C. I'm pretty sure that Rojas has his own opinion too, because Rojas was looking forward to the Fold 3 as well. He's still rocking the Note 10. Still loves the phone. Awesome phone. And we have some opinions. You want to dive into the Fold?
Yeah.
Let's dive into the Fold. Okay, so as you guys know, I rock a Fold phone. I have the Fold 2. I have been using it for a few months now, and I actually really like it. There's certain things that I obviously don't like, but when you start to use a phone, there's an adjustment period, right? Damn it, Digital. I was supposed to buy that from you. Anyways. So the Fold phones are not for everybody. And the way that I kind of classify it is the Fold, the first Samsung Fold was a prototype. It had a lot of issues. Everyone saw the recalls, all that kind of BS. The Fold 2, I actually consider the Fold 1. And I was hoping that they were going to do certain little detail changes on this device that would make me really want to go out and get it. So, you know, using this device, a couple of things. I would like a better screen on the front. And they're saying that the front's going to be coming with a better screen. So cool, right? The next issue that I have that they're coming out with the Fold is they're putting this camera underneath the screen. And it's going to be worse because of the technology. The technology is really cool. It's going to be a layer of pixels that actually move away from the lens when you use the selfie camera. But my issue with this is that I would rather them just get rid of the damn camera so we don't have to fight with, do we need a hole punch or do we not? And if they really wanted to, give me a better camera here. Because right now with the current design, there's a camera here. There's a camera here. And then there's cameras on the back. How many freaking cameras do you need, right? Just the idea of me taking a selfie folded open like a tablet reminds me of when tablets first came out and everybody was out in public trying to take pictures with them. Stupid. Now, some people, they like it. They want to see their face on a big screen while they're taking the picture. But to me, I can make the sacrifice of taking a picture while it's folded like this and then opening it up and viewing the picture on the big screen. It's not that hard. I don't know, right? A couple things. I wasn't impressed or dissatisfied with the battery life on this phone. So I didn't really care if they increased it. I just didn't want them to decrease it. And they did. They decreased the battery life. Hoping that there's going to be some crazy optimizations that gives you a trade-off, but you know, with a phone this big, you can't tell me that you can't keep a 5,000 milliamp hour battery in this. Like, how can you not? Look at the size of this phone. We have phones that are half this size that have bigger batteries. So there's my first gripe. I was really looking forward to the Fold 3 because of the water resistance. Now, some of you guys are like, whatever, it's a fad, blah, 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 blah. But I like that in case shit happens. And I'll be very honest. So in my shower, get a little personal here. So in my shower, I have one of those sponge holders. You know, in your sinks, you can put the little metal mesh and you can put your sponges in it so that it can dry off after you finish washing the dishes, and it's got suction cups on the back. So I have one of those that are suction cupped inside of my shower. And with my S20, I would go in there while I was listening to a podcast, and I would literally just put my phone in that little, that cup holder piece. Now, I've had on occasions where sometimes one of the suction cups get loose and the phone falls. However, the S20 is water resistant, so I didn't care. So I am looking forward to the water resistances. Now, the other gripe that you have to kind of deal with is this phone, when you're texting in this mode, let's see if I can pull up something so you guys can kind of see it. When you're texting in this mode, the keyboard can be a little bit thin. So it can be a little bit difficult. The way that I've got around that is by using voice to text. So it would be nice to get a little bit wider of a device, but then the whole device as itself will get larger and heavier. So, you know, it is just a little bit of an adjustment period to get used to, the actual navigating the smaller screen and the bigger screen. So, those are kind of my gripes. I was really looking forward to it until they found out that they kind of mucked around with the camera a little bit and they kind of killed the battery power. Those are things that I can see past because I really want the water resistancy. But I'm a little bit on the fence on how bad I want this phone. So we'll see.
So everything that you said was all the things that pretty much turned me off from that phone. I think I sent you the video of all the pros and cons.
I've seen that one before, yeah.
I was like, ugh.
But you have creators on both sides. So you sent me the video, which I'd watched earlier in that day, of Mr. Who's the Boss, great content creator. There was videos put out by Linus and Lou, who absolutely loved the device. So you really have to take everybody's word for a grain of salt, because someone's overall opinion of a device isn't going to make it or break it for you, because there's going to be certain features that you want that are going to be worth more for you.
My problem is, you know how much I'm on the phone. I work off of my phone. My phone is work. I do a lot of work. Now, I do play some games with some of you guys. Some of you guys are playing Heyday with us, and there's a couple games that we play together. But the majority of time of me being on my phone is work. I'm constantly on it, and I'm constantly doing emails or coding or something. I'm always doing something on the phone. So to hear about the battery life, I was like, I was very disappointed. The cameras, I think, are supposed to be slightly better than the Note 10. And I know there's other options, the Ultra 21, that's supposed to be better than this new Fold 3. But the thing is, for me, because I have the Note 10, it's still a step up for me on cameras. So it's not like I'm missing something because I haven't used it yet. But the battery life is the part that I'm kind of like, wait a minute, is it gonna last like my old battery on my Note 10 or worse? I know it's got like multiple screens everywhere, so it's going to be using more power. So I'm kind of... Oh, and here's the other thing too. This is the part that really kind of pissed me off. I have this stylus that I can take out and then do stuff. I use it every now and then, not a lot, but every now and then I do use it, and then I tuck it right in away. But how do they not... How did they not incorporate that with this phone? You know, and they could have, like, right where it folds, that centerpiece, it has that area where it comes over and then it clicks. I'm like, that's a perfect, like, spot for a stylus to fit in. And somehow they couldn't make it work. My Note 10 is still a solid phone. Exactly what Canuck Mark. Note 10 is still a solid phone. It is.
For sure.
I want more real estate. The way that thing folds, and the way that you could do multiple things, I normally have multiple tabs open and I go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and it slows down my phone a lot. So for the average user, Note 10, great phone. Mm-hmm. For me, it's slowing down. I just have way too many open tabs. So it's kind of like, what do I do? You know what I mean? So I mean,
the stylus, there is going to be a stylus for the Fold 3, but it's not going to have a place to put it.
Right. Which doesn't make sense.
Right.
So I'm kind of like, should I wait and see what they do? And here's the thing. There is other phone companies that are coming out with fold style phones.
100%.
But really Samsung is the one that's been leading it though. And what they're doing is because since they don't have, like, be honest, Xiaomi is not competing against Samsung. There's no way.
It's because of political plays though. Like if the Mate Fold was allowed to have the Google Play Store and be in North America, then Samsung would have to up their game.
But that's what I'm saying.
Right. Because of
Xiaomi and some of these other phones that have these flip phones, they're not, they're just not in contention with Samsung. It's pretty much Samsung's by itself doing whatever they want and everybody else competing with, hey, how can we get the second best? So until they've actually caught up to Samsung, Samsung is just going to slowly add a couple things, a couple features, improve just the slightest thing.
They're doing an Apple play. I'm gonna say it because Apple will make really small little incremental increases over every phone, but they don't make large riskier plays like a lot of the Android makers do. Like, look at LG. LG used to make some really bold moves with what their phones were doing, but nobody really bought their devices. And even still, nobody really bought their flagship devices or their bolder move devices. A lot of times when people went with LG, they got their crappy devices because they were free with the contract, right? Let's be real. So they're trying to play it as safe as possible while they're leading the market right now. And unfortunately, until we get a real competitor, like until we get, you know, maybe the Xiaomi or a Mate, or even a Google Pixel Fold, they're not really going to be interested in upping their game.
Yeah. So I'm gonna say this. Well, I've said it a couple times, but I'll say it again. So Lou says Apple is the way to go. There's nothing wrong with Apple. But there's a big, huge difference between Apple and Android. And it's almost the same as, oh, how could I compare Apple to, Apple's like a Roku. Apple's like a Roku where it works. It's great. It's simple. It's easy. You get all the stuff that you need. Can you get to the nitty gritty stuff and add anything that you want? Nope. Android, you could do a hell of a lot more with Android. A hell of a lot more. Is Android more exposed to viruses because of that? Absolutely. If you don't know what you're doing, heck yeah, you could destroy that phone. And Apple does not. Apple does everything perfect. Apple is always several years behind most Android phones. And there's been people from Apple that are saying freaking Steve Jobs is rolling in his grave. Apple came and they started amazing. The first couple phones came out great. And then it stayed the same.
But let's be real. At the time when Apple came out, what was the bar? There wasn't a bar. So as long as we had a web browser, we were revolutionary. Oh my God. You could send a picture? No way.
Yeah, it's the thing is Apple came in and they set the bar.
Yeah.
They were like, hey, App Store, people were like, I remember when the App Store came out, I'm just like, what the hell is an App Store? And I remember my cousin showed me this game. It was like an Alice in Wonderland going through the rabbit hole, but she was falling and she, her arms were like flaring up and down. And then you had to move them so that way she would fit through like these cutouts that looked like her. So that way, you know, you don't lose an arm or something. And I was just there like, dude, this is cool. I could play games on my phone. I don't need the little snake thing.
Oh my God.
Like 4 bits.
You know, I swear for like a full year, my last year of high school, I got through my last year of high school because of Brick Breaker on my pager.
I don't have to text somebody 07734.
What does that say? What the hell?
What does that say? Let's see if anybody can figure that out. 07734. What does it say backwards and reverse?
Upside down.
Anybody? Anybody? I'll give you guys a minute to figure that one out, see if you guys remember it. That code, the short code. But yeah, Apple started off very, very strong. I call Apple now a Fisher Price phone. It is very simple to use.
Shots fired.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, here we go. Hello, hello, hello. It's exactly what it said. 07734. Watch, people are going to start typing that up and then turning their phones upside down. Like, oh, wait, it does. And then your phone's going to flip over. Watch. Yeah, it was like Fisher Price phone. The Apple phone, and it's funny because my mom has it, my sister has it, a lot of my family members have it. And I'm like, cool, you got a Fisher Price phone. It's simple, it's easy. You guys don't need anything for a tinkerer, you know? That's what an Android phone is. Android phone is tinkers, like people who like to make their own apps, customize the smallest little details. You could do a lot of stuff, which is fine, you know, but the problem is, and this is every Apple's argument. Yeah, but you can get viruses. You can get viruses on Apple. It's a lot easier on an Android, but Android's come a long way now where it's not as easy as it used to be. Like there's a lot of securities now that it says, are you sure? It'll tell you. Yeah. Are you sure? This is untrusted. And if you're like, okay, I'm going to do it and hit it. And then you get a virus. It's telling you, are you sure? Yes. Yeah. And then if you're like, why did I get a virus? It warned you. It told you about it. Like,
even with some of the applications that we use here in this community, the Android application of the Play Store itself has something called Play Protect. And if you have Play Protect enabled, it actually uninstalls some of the applications that we use. So you have to be a little bit knowledgeable when it says, are you sure you want to turn off this protection? Are you sure you want to do this? Are you sure you want to do that? You don't just, this is not terms and services. Understand what you're doing.
Yeah. I got my sister over here texting me. I'm just like, hey, come to the show and say hello. So a couple days, if you guys watched, so we were a little bit behind on our videos. We dropped one a little bit late. So make sure you guys do check one out. Ultimate buffering issues. Check it out, guys. Check it out. But I dropped some stuff. So I took some tomatoes from my sister. And she sends me this picture.
Tomatoes?
Yeah.
Okay, roasted tomatoes. Got it.
Roasted tomatoes. And then she made a homemade salsa.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I was like, hey, are those from the tomatoes? She's like, yep. And I'm just like, come say hi on the show. And then she says, Sinclair is still acting kind of weird. I'm like, are you watching my show? No, leave me alone then.
I know, it's crazy. It's like people always message me, hey, you're not responding. Yeah, I'm live streaming. Did you not get the notification? Like,
yeah. Yeah. So she made a salsa. Yeah, but, and the other thing too is, and you know, I've had several people tell me this too. I know SurgeFlix tells me this a lot, dude. Apple's freaking ecosystem is off the chain. I was like, dude, if you're in their ecosystem, of course it is. Yeah. The second they come up with a new phone, guess what? Throw everything away that you had before and buy it all over again, because it doesn't, I don't know, you can't charge it with the new stuff. You can't sync it with the new, you can't do something. Like, it's always something. And the joke has always been like, oh, I need a dongle and an extra dongle, and then I need a converter for me to plug this thing back in. It's just like, it's definitely a money grubbing company now. That's where Apple has turned into. Every time something new comes out, they change everything in the next phone. And the thing is, it's not even very, like, the phone looks identical to the previous one and the previous one and the previous one. So there's not real, to me at least, Apple has no real innovation. There's just, it literally, you can go on YouTube and just search for people who have both phones, and they just crap on Apple every single time, saying,
it depends on how heavy they are into the ecosystem. For instance, I know Digital Slang is in the chat here, and he carries two phones typically, and he is in the Apple ecosystem, so he tends to lean more towards the Apple devices. It really does depend on that ecosystem.
Biased or not, like I said, I was huge on Apple in the very beginning, and when I saw no, like, Android phones caught up quick and surpass them. You could just look up numbers, just plain numbers. It's facts. You could just look it up. I was big on Apple when it first came out. I wanted the latest and greatest. And then I just didn't get fooled. I'm just like, this is this. I'm like, why am I going to buy this brand new one when it's the same thing as the old one? And they're just throttling the old one, so you have to buy the new one. Screw that. With my phone, with my Android phones, every time they come up with a new one, my old phone doesn't crash. You know when okay, check this out. I'll so that way this is how this stuff really works, and I think Next Level has known how many phones I've had. If you could do me a favor, Next Level, look up when the Samsung S7 came out. S7. And then also look when the Note 10 came out, please. Please. And while he's doing that,
2016 for the S7. Note what?
10.
Uh, 2019? Is that right? Yeah. Yeah, 2019. That's right. Because they skipped from 10 to 20.
Mm-hmm. So when the 7 came out, I had it all the way to the 10 came out, Note 10. I really didn't have too many issues. But if you guys remember, like, would you say 2016?
Yeah.
Was I really doing YouTube in 2016? I'll tell you this. I haven't been, well, I might have been around 2016. Let's just say I was around 2016. I wasn't anywhere near heavy of where I'm at within YouTube right now, right? Or anything that I'm doing with my phone when it comes to work. But I'll say this. When I got this Note 10, it was because of work-related. When's the last time you used an iPhone? So it was probably right before I got the S7. A cousin of mine gave me his whatever iPhone that was at that time. And he actually got pretty pissed at it and ended up getting another phone. And I just said, hey, dude, can I play with this thing? He's like, take it, keep it. I don't care what you do with it. I was like, sweet. This was about 2016, and then the new one came out after that, like, not too soon. It's like, they were pumping them out like this, like, new phone. It's like, what the hell? And there was really nothing different from it. And you know what? Every time I go to my sister's house, my niece has an iPhone, and it's the same thing. Like, the interface, the GUI, it's like everything's the same. I'm just like, and I saw her, I just saw her a couple days ago. So I get to play with iPhones constantly because the other side of the family likes it. See, say hi to my mom. My mom's in the house.
Hi, mom.
What's up, Mama Rojas? Well, my mom's last name is Davey, but I call her Rojas anyway. She's like, love my iPhone. She used to have an Android, and I think she switched over. My mom switched over because my nieces, my sister, they had iPhones, and it's just easier for them to connect, you know? Which is fine. Whatever. I ain't mad at them. iPhone is a little kid's phone. But, yeah, it is what it is. It is what it is. The bodyguard is here. What's up, Mibson? I'm glad you're here. My bodyguard is here. If you see anybody, keep him in check, please. But yeah, I don't know. And it's okay. It's okay if you are a Apple lover. I like Android. It is what it is. I hate Apple because of the limitations. So
I try not to say that I hate Apple, but I don't like them enough to try them. And I know that sounds a little bit ignorant. I'm just happy using with what I got. And for the things that I like to do, I know for a fact I can't do them on Apple. And for instance, I like to, you know, edit APKs, and there's no APKs on Apple, and there's no APK editor. And so what's the point, right? For me, but that's a very personal choice, right? I've never used an Apple product.
Yeah. I don't know. And I know the debate's going to go on. Hate is a strong word. I dislike their phone. Is that better? I dislike their phone.
Like, there are definitely things that I like about them. Their screens are nice. Battery life, I think, can be pretty good on their devices. Their designs can be nice when you're looking at the iPad. Right. But at the same time, I can't put the same applications on an iPad that I could put on an Android device for streaming related stuff. You know what I mean? Like, if I wanted to put on, you know, some third party applications to watch certain TV shows and movies, can't necessarily do it as easily on them. So.
Yep. There's a if you guys want to see a comedy thing. There's this thing called Epic Rap Battles of History. And they do one where it's PC versus Mac.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Steve Jobs versus
Bill Gates.
Yeah. And it's just funny how they're like, you know, people can't even afford a Mac because it's so expensive, and there's nothing really extra. There's so much limitations. And then they're just like, yeah, but you could do this and kick back and listen to some great stuff. And they're like, yeah, but everybody with a job has a PC. They just keep going back and forth, just ranting on it. If you guys want to check that out, it's pretty funny. Pretty funny. And Digital Slang, just because you say the word facts doesn't make it a fact. I could say this. Hey, Android tablets crap on iPads. Facts. Where's my, hold on. Where's my thing here? Facts. Love my Samsung again. Love my Dell. I jailbroke every iPhone I've ever had and can add anything on there you can do on Android. I don't have to do that. I just can. So I will. Cool. Any other things that you guys want us to talk about? Go ahead and spit them out. We touched a couple things today. You know, this is your time to ask us questions and stuff like that.
It's your time to shine.
Your time.
Do it now.
And Lou, my mom don't want no Xbox. She don't game. Rohan wants an iPhone. Where's my Rohan thing?
Digital, I understand what you're saying. To the average person, unfortunately, some of us aren't average, and it doesn't work for me.
The what?
He's saying that he's jailbroke every iPhone that he's had, and you can add anything on there that you can do on Android, but there's certain things that I want that are not officially like installable, even if you jailbreak an iPhone.
That's true. So, you can't do everything.
Well, yes, everything. They are getting a lot better, but like I said, hardware build wise. So he says Android tablets are trash, but they've gotten a lot better in relevancy in the last year. And this is true. Like I was saying, the Apple products tend to have better screens, better build qualities, all that kind of stuff. I'm looking at it for certain functionalities that are personable to myself. And that's why, because of those functionalities, I continue to use it. It's like if you tell someone that is a FaceTime user and that's all they use their phone for, to go use another device, even if it has a better screen or a better battery, a better build quality, if it doesn't have that functionality, that specific functionality, then they won't really care. Right. So,
yeah.
There is a lot more that, you know, iPhones can do now. There's a lot more applications, a lot more compatibility. And for the average person, you can get by just fine, for sure.
Shots fired. Not touching this. Red Lantern, I'm not selling my lawnmower.
What lawnmower?
I did a review on this electric lawnmower that I've been messing with that works pretty good. And
did they send you a lawnmower?
No, I bought it.
Was it a lawnmower 4.0?
Yes. Yeah, it was from Ryobi. They have a lithium battery.
Oh, they make some good shit.
Dude,
they make some good shit. That was the Ryobi 1 series crap, right?
Yeah.
See, I know that shit.
So the neighbor across the street here was like mowing his lawn, and you know, all it is like, you know, just loud. I was just like, holy crap, man. And I'm like, here, let me get my lawnmower. And then you just push that little button, click it all in. It's all like, you could barely hear that thing.
So you were throwing shade by mowing your lawn? Is this what you're doing?
Yeah, well,
you didn't even need to mow your lawn, did you?
I was throwing grass shade. and dude, he stopped his lawnmower and he's just like, dang, that thing is quiet. And I'm just like, yeah, it ain't too bad. And I just kept going. He's just like, and he was just, yeah, Alexa. No, we call her Juanita, remember? Juanita, cut my grass. works really good. Really good. And I'm not selling it, so sorry. Oh, here we go. My mom. Even though iPhone is for kids, it's funny. She has... Remember, this is my mom, guys, so you better watch your mouths. This is my mom here. She was on Android before, but even though iPhone is for kids and she has an iPhone, she's had the iPhone for a very long time, I still need training on my phone. It does so much, I'm afraid to do things that I'm not sure. Mom, go back to Android. No, stay on iPhone.
Stay on your iPhone.
Yeah, Ryobi's got some really good stuff. I do have their drills. I do have their... Oh, it's funny. Lou's saying the same thing here, too. He's got a drill, blower, a weed whacker. I got all the same thing, plus the lawnmower. Actually, I also got the... what is it? Oh, the thing to wax the cars. It's like a buffer.
A buffer, yeah.
Yeah, so I got the buffer. I got the wall detector thing to look out where the studs are at.
You know... They actually make one of the best glue guns that a lot of the crafters use. I know this because of Prepper Mama.
The what?
The best glue guns. Like a glue gun. Yeah. Cordless glue gun.
Yeah. Yeah. They got some good stuff. Now with Ryobi, it's funny because one of my buddies, he is a handyman. Does a lot of stuff. He's helped me out with a lot of stuff. And he makes fun of them because he's got Milwaukee. I think it's Milwaukee brand. Yeah, and those are like very expensive, you know?
Yeah.
Very good. Milwaukee, I wish, but it's freaking expensive. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm like, my Ryobi does what it does. It does the basic stuff. He's like, yeah, you're Blobies. I'm like, shut up, dude. So he calls them Blobies. He's just like, yeah, that's like the bottom tier. I'm like, hey, it works, dude. I don't care if it's bottom or not. Milwaukee, overpriced. Yep, that's right. Here you go, Mom. Here's some good advice, and this is what I tell her too. I tell her this all the time, but who do you think she calls if she has an issue?
Ghostbusters.
Yeah, me. So Canuck Gal says, watch some YouTube videos if you are stuck on something. That's very, very true. If you're just like, how do I download this file? You could literally type that into YouTube, how to download Word file on iPhone, and it will pull it up.
We'll see. YouTube's probably blocking all those videos now. How to bypass text messages. What?
Yeah. Here we go. Okay, we're going to go there, Lou. We're really going to go there. Milwaukee is super heavy duty, heavy equipment. Ryobi is simple and works flawless like Apple. It's also, you could feel how cheap Ryobi is compared to Milwaukee. So if you're comparing Ryobi cheapness to Apple, you said it, not me. Oh, man. Thanks for your suggestions. Thanks for coming, Mom. Hope you're doing okay.
Oh, man. Man. Yo, how many more months do we have left of summer?
You know what? That's a really good question. I was actually trying to find out, when does fall begin?
Yeah, when does summer finish? And here's a question for you guys. I'm going to throw it out there. What was your favorite tech product that you guys used this summer? And what tech product would you be looking forward to for next summer? It could be anything from smart home electronics to anything that's tech related, which is pretty much everything these days. But what's something that you use that you really enjoyed this year? And what's something that you would look forward to getting for next summer? I know some people in the UK would probably be like, air conditioners. What do they call it? They call it aircon. They call it aircons in the UK.
Yeah. So fall actually begins September 22nd. And winter begins December 22nd.
Only a month left.
Yeah. So what was your question one more time?
What was something, a tech-related product that you used this summer that you really enjoyed? And what's a tech-related product that you would look forward to getting your hands on for next summer?
Actually, the Soul treadmill.
Huh. Okay.
That treadmill that I got, it is a piece of tech. I have a 10.1 inch screen tablet on it built in. It has all kinds of apps and all kinds of crap that I could do with it. That has been awesome. I love that thing. For next summer, I was hoping to have the Fold 3, but now I'm kind of, maybe they'll have the Fold 4 next year that will have.
The Note is coming out next year.
Is it? Are they coming back?
Yeah.
See, the thing is, I really do like the Fold. Because you have, like, you literally have two screens.
Mm-hmm.
And so, okay, some of the stuff that I do with my work without doing too much detail, when I said I'm sometimes going from this tab to that tab to this tab to that tab, I'll do where I'm going here to check, I don't know, let's just say like a payment of some sort. And then I got to like either extend a subscription or I got to take care of an email or something like that. Sometimes it's easy to copy an email and then paste it in the search bar. And that's why I have to go from tab to tab. Now, if I had like a computer screen where I got, you guys know I got multiple screens right here. Look, I'll show you guys. This is literally how I do my things to make my life easier. I got my screen here that I'm talking to the next level. I got that screen here to look at the chat with, you know, I could type in there, and that shows me as Rojas. This one shows me as Beyond the Streams. And then I got the Telegram and some other stuff over there. It makes it easier to grab stuff. Now with a phone, if I could have two screens like that, and I could just copy paste and stuff like that and stay in one area, I don't have to like minimize a tab to open up another tab or open up, you know what I mean? It just makes it so much easier if I had just multiple screens, because then I could have multiple tasks. I think on the Fold, I don't know if the Fold 2 does this. I'm pretty sure it does. You could play like two different games at the same time too, right? Have you tried that?
I haven't tried that, but I don't think I have the attention span for that.
I would go nuts.
Yeah, I like it for my stocks because I can put charts on one side and my actual charts on the other, like my stocks on the other side, and the multi-window is really nice. So,
and see, it's like my note, I could have multiple tabs open, but they're going to be small.
Yeah.
And even if you size them and you do all that stuff, like most phones, you could do that already in one screen. But the thing is that you only have so much real estate. When you have, if I were to have literally and two screens like this, it's freaking awesome.
It's crazy when I go back, because I still use my Note 20. I have a Note 20 Plus, which is still a decent sized phone. When I switch back from this phone to my Note 20 Plus, I'm like, this phone's so small. Because when I use this, everything's so much bigger for me to see. And yes, I'm getting older. My eyesight's getting worse. So this just makes it easier for me.
Yeah.
Russell, I see your comment. I just checked and I've realized that I've missed your messages. I will get back to you after the show. Sorry. I've been a little bit MIA the past little while, so I have missed a couple messages. If you guys have messaged me and I've missed your messages the past week, then just message me again.
Yeah. What's my mount? What mount are you using for the three screen, the three monitors? It's a T type. So it comes up, it clamps on the bottom, comes up, and then I have two little arms, and those arms I could either extend as far as I want. I put them pretty close because I move everything everywhere. So my next project that I'm going to do is the big one that I have. The border is really thin, and I actually want to get four of these guys in total. But I also need a bigger desk. I don't know if I'm going to do it anytime soon, but I want to. We'll see. But yeah, so I'm using two Acers and a Scepter, which the Scepter is just insane.
I just bought my son a gaming monitor, and it's really nice. I want to steal it. It looks so nice. It's a Gigabyte 32 or 34 inch curved monitor. It's got the 144 hertz refresh rate, 2K display, 1 millisecond response time. Like, it's a nice freaking monitor. Colors look really nice. I don't even know why I bought him such a nice monitor, to be honest with you. I want to take it back and give him mine, but hey, sometimes we do these things.
Mm-hmm. What's up, Search Flakes? I don't know if I said hello already.
I have watched majority of Free Guy. I decided to, Preppy and I decided to watch the cam version that came out. And the reason I didn't watch 100% of it is because the last like 15 minutes of the cam I was watching was in Spanish. I don't understand why it just changed. It wasn't the audio track. It was the source. So the whole movie was in English and the last 15 minutes was in Spanish. And I was like, what the?
Oh, man. Rohan talking with his hands. We're going with this one again.
Rohan.
And Rojas is not getting any series of any X's.
For myself, I'll answer the question since I didn't. I'm probably going to have to say it is the Xbox Series X for myself. I know it's not really a summer related thing, but, it's something that I got recently and I've really enjoyed playing games again. It's something that I do to kind of de-stress and get myself away from everything else that I've been up to this past couple 2 months. So it's been good. Next year, what I would be looking forward to, it's probably going to be something for our new house. And I'm not sure what it's going to be yet. I would really like to get a hot tub, but we got to see how the cards play and how much finances we got. So yeah. They got all kinds of crazy hot tubs now with like speakers and lights inside them and like whatever and whatever. So
any other questions that you guys want? It's already been an hour. It's crazy how we always like start off and it's just like, pew, pew, just takes off. I didn't see Justin use his voice. Hey, does anybody here play Fortnite? Coral.
Rohan.
Oh, before I forget, is Mike C in the house?
Really C.
Yeah, he's here.
Mike. Okay, so Mike C posted in the Rojas Squad Telegram group. A search flex. I feel like I missed everything. You did. Now you got to start from the beginning. Actually, you can wait till Monday when the audio's posted, since you do listen to our audios anyway.
Yeah.
So, okay, check this out. Mike posted, if anybody wants to join fantasy football, that's going to be kicking off pretty soon. We need a minimum of 10 people, and I think he said a maximum of 12. Mike C, is that correct? 12 people's max, 10 people's minimum? Serge, or I can just rewind this. So I'll say this while Mike C is confirming. Flick Chick 2 Fortnite. Are you asking me? Flick Chick, I know you don't play no Fortnite. I'm lucky I even got you on Heyday. Okay. Okay, so Mike C said, yes, sir. Okay, cool. I'm down if I could have all the Raiders. Hey, Serge, it's going to be draft mode. So if you could draft them all, draft them all. I don't know if I would go with all Raiders, but yeah, my first pick as quarterback is probably going to be Brady if I can get a hold of him. Rojas, you already have us addicted to Heyday. Sorry. Okay. We have 5 confirmed people that want to play fantasy football. Now, the way this works is we have a draft. Now, you don't have to attend draft day. That's when you'll pick your quarterback, your running back, your wide receivers, your tight ends, your kickers, your defense, all that stuff. If you don't know how it works, the system could pick it for you. Just don't show up to your draft day and the system will pick your stuff automatically. If you're there, you're just like, no, I want to be part of this. I want to learn. The system will tell you like, hey, you need a wide receiver, or hey, you need a quarterback, or you need this, you need that. And they'll give them rankings. So that's kind of how it works. Now, Mike C didn't mention which platform we'll be on. So Mike C, what platform were you thinking about for fantasy football? A guy on the couch is asking, what kind of draft will it be for the fantasy football league? So Mike C, I'm having you to be the leader of this thing since you mentioned it. But there's 5 of us that are doing it. We need at least 5 more people. Yahoo? Okay, I've done Yahoo. Yahoo's fine. Yahoo works. 5 more people. We need 5 people. 5 people. We need 5 people. Let me see. I'm just looking here. Should we do a giveaway?
What?
I feel like we should do a giveaway for that fantasy football thing.
Sure.
Sure. You and Preppy should join. Just saying. I almost said Canada. I know Canada doesn't have a football team, but you can still join.
We have the CFL. It's better than the NFL.
Okay, then you could join. Preppy, what do you say? What do you say, Preppy? Okay, Canada has their own league. Mibsen, I think, will pass me. Canuck Mark, you want to do it? I'll do it. I love football.
Preppy says she'll do it. She's in.
Yes. So that's six. Surgeflix says lost me at Yahoo. Come on, Surge. I know you watch.
Surge, football. We know you really would rather it be a Big Brother fantasy league, but those are already started, so I'm gonna get crap now because Preppy's doing a Preppy put me in a Big Brother. What is this fantasy draft league thing? I don't know. So I had to pick some people.
If you want to do it, just say I'm in. Just say count me in. Count me in. We have six people right now. We need at least four more. At least four more.
Red Lantern said yes.
Red Lantern, you say yes, you in. Come on, Surgeflix. You got to join, dude. You got to join. This is probably like the first. I don't know if anybody in the community did a league, but I think this is like our first that anybody's doing something like this. Come on, guys. We need to start. We need to kick this off the right way. And I'm throwing in a giveaway of something back here. Just haven't decided what. I don't know. Maybe a shield. Maybe some earbuds. Not my lawnmower.
4.0. Searchflix says ESPN is better than Yahoo.
But it's still fantasy football. Canucks is not a sports fan. Dang it. Come on, sir. Just do it. Just do it. Next level, what are you going to do? Are you in? Or are you going to be helping Preppy?
If Preppy's in, Preppy will guide me. I'm not a sports guy.
Okay, so next level's in. So pretty much Preppy has two accounts.
Yeah.
So it's Preppy's next level and Preppy Mama. Or next level Preppy. I like that one. Next level Preppy. Preppy will help him. I will also need everyone's email. Yahoo has fantasies about being ESPN. All right, Searchflix, you're in. So we got six, seven, eight. We got eight people. We need a minimum of two more. Two more people. If anybody wants in, let us know. Wait, did I do the math right? Red Lantern, did you say you want in? Oh, guy on the couch says he wants in. Crap, how many people is that? Now I lost count. We had five. Preppy, six, seven.
Should be eight or nine by now.
Nine. We might have 10. We might have at least 10 already. Guy on the couch, send Mike C a message in Telegram or shoot me a message and we'll add you in. Red Lantern says, sure. Okay, Red Lantern, shoot me a message in Telegram. We'll get your info. Ooh, PlayStation now in stock.
Red Lantern says, yeah.
Sweet. I want to say we're either 9 or 10 right now. Okay, everybody who's in, shoot me a message in Telegram. Get me your email address so that way we could add you. Surgeflix, you're in. You're in. You're in. You are in. So yeah, we'll set it up and then we'll maybe we'll make a chat on just the fantasy football thing. My fantasy has nothing to do with football. Good vibes. Oh man. You guys with your bad jokes. Oh, gosh. Okay. Maybe we could get the butcher in. Cool. I think that's pretty much it. I think we've covered just about everything, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody who's doing it? Yeah. Anybody who's doing it, shoot me a message in Telegram. As soon as this is over, I need your email and we'll get you in. I'm having Marine Corps flashbacks being voluntold. Sorry, Surge. Get your ass in Telegram and give me your email. And if not, I can get your email anyway. So get in there. It'll be fun, dude. It'll be fun. Okay. Next level, anything you got to say before we start wrapping it out?
Prepper Moment says fantasy football buff guy in tight pants. They're not all buff guys, I'm telling you. I was a football player. I wasn't that buff. But a lot of those guys aren't necessarily buff. They're just big.
The whole O-line, they're not buff.
So now it's just coming down to tight pants.
Oh, and no. It's
just great sweatpants season, apparently. Anyways, so... As I always say, guys, thanks for, you know, supporting all the conversations that we're having, all the people that come on, all the different perspectives that come out when we do these kind of shows. Beyond the Streams has definitely come a long way, taking the conversations beyond what they typically were before and really just giving more light to a lot of situations that are going on around us. Make sure you hit those thumbs up, those likes, those subscribes, and leave the podcast wherever you listen to us a review. So that other viewers like yourself can find the content that you enjoy. The algorithms need to be tickled. And if you don't do these things, unfortunately, we won't be found. So, yeah, thank you, guys. Make sure you come out on Thursdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the live shows.
Absolutely. Guy on the couch, I got your email. I got your PM or your PM message and your email on Telegram. Thank you. I think Stephen R. needs your information. Next level, you'll send me your info with yours and Preppy's, or Preppy, you message me with your info and next levels, so that way I just have it. Who am I missing? Anybody else that I'm missing? Red Lantern, shoot me a message. All you guys, everybody who's in, shoot me a message, and we'll get it rolling. All right, guys. Stay tuned to the next episode. We're going to be throwing another one out for the weekend, Friday and Saturday. As you guys know, we're on just about every single audio platform out there. So if you guys are listening to the audio, definitely leave us a review. And if you're here on YouTube, leave us a comment. Smash the thumbs up. It goes a long way. Anybody who does and give us donations, we always appreciate you guys. Fantasy winner gets a Buzz TV box. Hey, that's a prize. That could be a prize. We'll see what we can do. And somebody said they wanted this thing. I don't know. This is the Govi Lyra lamp. It's pretty dope. Pretty cool. Yeah, we always appreciate you guys. You guys are awesome. We love you guys. You guys gotta take care of each other. If you guys see any of our videos, one of the things that we always say is share. Somebody might be out there and they might want to learn something, or they might want to watch something, or maybe they're just wanting to listen to a good conversation. We hope they're good at least. But make sure you guys share the video. It always gives the algorithm likes it, so it's good traffic for us. Take care. Stay cool. Don't melt. Summer's almost over. And we'll see you soon.
Peace.